Shabbos say hope all is good. So Daf is Ksuvos Daf Chav Zayin. We're here at the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, second line down. Let's just recap what we saw in the Mishnah on Chav Vav Amud Beis, and then up until now, because we're going to see two different iterations of this exact same conversation. So let's just recap. The Mishnah had said that if a woman is captured, Achmana Latzan, by Goyim, so if it's a monetary thing, if it's for money, it's for ransom, she owes them money, the husband owes them money, whatever, so then we assume that she is Muteris Labaila, that she is Tahor, because we assume that they won't want to damage her, they won't, they fear repercussions, you know, and then they won't be able to, you know, accomplish what they set out to do. So we don't assume that they violated her, but if it was Ali the Fashos, if there's some sort of like monetary, some sort of life threatening situation, she was judged to be Chayiv Misa, whatever it was. So we assume that Rahman al Tzlan, they had their way with her, and that why would she be ushered to her husband if she got out of that situation? Because we assume at some point that perhaps she willingly, well, once she's being raped, she might as well be do it willingly, or she had some sort of moment where she was a willing participant, and if a woman does it willingly, so then she is ushered to her husband. So Rav had said, right, the first line of the Gemara after that, Rav had said that's only if the Jews, right, are in charge of whatever town or city or whatever country they're talking about. Because again, if we're nervous, by the case if they took her for money, right, when are they going to be nervous about repercussions, punishment, if they violate her? That's only if Jews are in charge. But if Goyim are in charge, so even if she was taken for money, right, so then she's going to be ushered, because we assume that they're not going to care at all. But then we had quoted a story, this is what we're going to have it three times, a couple more times, right? We quoted a story, but what do you mean? Well, we said there was a story where a woman gave herself over as a mashkon, as collateral, for some sort of debt, and she basically she was obviously taken, but it was first of all she had aided that she wasn't. She didn't she wasn't, you know, violated or raped or whatever. And Chazal said that she should go back, and she should go back to her husband. Her family shouldn't get away from her. And Chazal, we pointed out that was in Ashkelon, where the Goyim, right, were in charge, and the implication was that only if it was a Mashkon would she be mutter. But if she was captured, right, so then it would be usher. Right, so we see that even if the Goyim are in charge. And again, that and the woman basically, right? She only because she had edim, right? Was she believed? Right? We assumed that, you know, that basically that since she was taken for money, right? That she was not violated, and even where the goyim were in charge. So the Gemara said, no, right? No, it's really, don't make the implication that if she was that collateral in, if she was taken as a mashkom, she went willingly, right? That's when she's going to be mutter. But if she was captured, then she's going to be usher, if she went as a collateral, she requires Eidim that she was Tahor, but if she was captured, then she doesn't even require Eidim that she was Tahor, right, and therefore she would be Tahor, right, because, right, really, Maisa Shaya Gachaya, that really, that was just the story, right, you don't make the inference from that story that if she went as a Mashkon, she needs Eidim, but if she was captured, she would be Mutter, even if Goyim were in charge. So the Gemara says now, right, two lines down, right, again, we have two different versions of this. Ikid Amri, some people say that Amar Rava, that Rava really, again, when you quote this whole story, it wasn't a kasha against Rav, but it was a proof. Af Ano Nami Tanina, that we learned. Again, this whole story, here Rabbi Yosef Yekoin, Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzav, Abbas Yishol Shehur, and Abba Ashkelon. They testified about this woman who became a Mashkon to Goyim in Ashkelon. Rechikua b'nei Mashpacha, the family, they said, get out of here. Ve'deha me'idin aleha shalom nistra, ve'shalom nitma. The Edom came and said, nothing happened. Amar Chacham, and the Chacham said, im atem aminim shohurna, haminim shalom nistra v'lo nitma, ve'me'in atem aminim shalom nistra v'lo nitma, ataminim shohurna, meaning the Amar Shafir, you keep it, right, as we said yesterday, if you believe that she was taken as a mashkon, so then she's good to go. But if you don't, so then you can't believe, right? Then she's not, right? So Mimanoshach, right? You don't need if she the edim, meaning that you don't need the edim over here. So the Gemara says, "Va'ashkelon da'ad de mamon hava." The Gemara says again that Ashkelon was a monetary thing. V'taima de edim eidinosa, and the only reason she's mother is because there are edim. Ain't edim eidinosa, right? If there's no edim, so then well, she would be aser. So my love, why aren't we talking about a case? Loshna hurdna, loshna nechbisha. That doesn't matter whether she went willingly as a mashkon or she was captured, right? So it seems not to make a difference. The Gemara says, no, her not shiny. So no, this way we would say a difference, that going as a collateral, right, there is a difference, and as opposed to being captured, against her will. Fine. So some people say that no, it was actually a stira that we answered through this parashat within the Mishnah. The moment we turn the Bible, again we said in the Mishnah, right, if she's captured by Goyim, she's mutter to her husband. Or Minu but ask you stira, hey Rav Yossi, write this whole story. For Ashkelon the moment of a katani time with the Edom Eidin Rosa, ha ine made Edom Eidin Rosa lo. Right, the whole reason why she was mutter because she had the Edom, but if she didn't have Edom, she would be Osir, right, even though it was money. Umishani, right, in our Mishnah seems to say that if it's money, so then it's mutter. So then what's the difference? Umishani, we answered, I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, lo kasher, kan shiyad yisrael tkifa al of the kochavim, kan shiyad of the kochavim tkifa al asman. And sure enough, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, not Rav, right, before he quoted Rav, but here he says it by himself, okay, whatever, but here he says by himself that there's no kasher, meaning that in our Mishnah, it's when Jews are in charge, therefore if she was taken for money purposes, she's mother, but if the goyim are in charge, then she is usher. Because we assume there are going to be no repercussions for even if they take her for money. Okay, fine. Then the Mishnah said, "I the nefash is asura. If she's taken for some sort of court case, she's chayav misa, v'aligoyim or whatever. Then she is asur because we assume that they're going to violate her, they treat her like hefker, and she may have willingly submitted. So Amar Rav could go into sheganavai, right? Just like the wives of thieves. Apparently, right? These women's husbands, the thieves, are hanged." As Rashi says, and the wives are hefkervelt, and so then in that case, right, if her husband's a thief, so then right, she's toast. But Levi, my lady says, "Keep going, Ishto Shav Ben Dunai." Right? No, it's like the wife of Ben Dunai that not only a thief, but Ben Dunai was a murderer, as Rashi says. So only that in that case, right? He's chayav misa, and therefore the women are going to be hefkervelt and they do whatever they want with it. Amar Chizkiya Vushinig Mardina Lahariga, and that's only if there's a psak din. Right, but if not, so then women are still, and then the women escape, right? So then they're mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Naman Avav Bishalomni Mardina La Riga. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even if they're not Chayav Misa, right? The women, right? The Goyim don't wait for the Mardin to be Noeg Hefker with those wives. Okay, new Mishnah. Irkiv Shekivshua Karkom. If there is a siege, a city that is under siege, captured by a siege, right? There's an army coming into the city. We know from the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, from the Parshas of Yifas Tar, that army is a time full of testosterone, and you know, Rahman al-Tzlan, soldiers have this tremendous urge, both to kill and to fight and to be with women, etc. So, what's going on whenever there's a siege over the city? That we allow Jewish men, right? There's a whole Parsha, Yifas Tar, we allow Jewish men, right? Depends, Machlokes Rashi tells us, right? In terms of when they're allowed to have Bia with the Goyim, but with the non-Jewish women, but all right, either way, but we see that wartime is a time of tremendous taiva. So Yerkishiv Shekivshua Karkom, if a city is conquered by, or whatever, there's some sort of siege, so Kol Kohanim and Nimzu Socha Psulos, all the wives who are married to Kohanim are possible. We assume, right, that the army is going to come in and Rahman al-Islam rape everybody. But if they have Edim, with their witnesses that they were never alone, they were never violated by the army, even if it's just an Eved or a Shivcha, so that's good enough, and the woman is mother. If the woman herself says, no, I wasn't violated, so that no one, we're not going to believe that. A person's not believed about themselves. Gemara says, one second, Roman, who I'll bring you a stira from a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Baleshes, if there's an army, Shabal Ir comes to the city. If Peshas Shalom, Chavios Psuchos Asuros, Stumos Mudaros. If it's when it's peace out, right, and it's not a wartime type of thing. So then, what's the deal with the wine in the city? Again, the Goyim are in there. We're nervous about Yai Nesach, right, about wine that was used for pouring for Avodah Zarah. So if the barrels are open, if the chavios, if the barrels of wine are open, so then they're asur, because we assume that the Goyim are going to take them to pour to their Avodah Zarah. But if they're closed, obviously, right, they're closed. That's fine. But b'shas milchama, but when there's war, both Eilu v'Eilu mutaros, both of them are mutter. Because they don't have time. So what do you mean? So why do we assume, right, that they're going to spend time during war? If you're telling me that they don't have time to pour wine to their Avodah Zarah during war, why do we assume they have time to rape all the women? So Amar Rav Maria, unfortunately, livo yesh p'nai l'naseh chayim p'nai, right, as you might imagine. No. They unfortunately have plenty of time to rape all the women, but not necessarily. They don't have as much of a taiva to do a Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar mishmeid chizki Amar. He says, no, I'll, he says like that, meaning that not all of them are always, not all the women are always aser, because kan makarkum shel osam malchus, kan makarkum shel malchus acheres. It depends on what the army, where the army is coming from. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos over here, I don't understand which is which. Let's just go like Rashi's pshat. If you want to see Tosfos, Tosfos basically understands the entire Gemara upside down. But let's just go with Rashi for the sake of brevity and time. Right, if you look at Rashi, Karkum Shal Oso Malchus, right? Ein Rosh LaHakshkus is Bnei Ayir, right? The army of that city. Right, let's say you're in New York and the American army comes. Well, this is not a good example, but the American army comes. So again, or some army that wants to make sure that the citizens are loyal to whatever country they belong to. So they're not going to start raping and pillaging, etc., etc. So we're not nervous that that's going to be an issue. So then we assume that the women are fine. But if there's another country coming and they're coming to conquer and pillage and destroy, so then we're nervous that they violated all the women. Gemara says, one second, Malchus Nami, right? But what about, okay, Inichanami, soldiers are not the greatest bunch. It could be that even a peacetime army, even a peaceful belonging to this kingdom, right? One of them might go and do something inappropriate, so we should assume that all the women are asur to go on him, because maybe there was a rogue soldier who raped somebody. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kesh Mishmaros Rozu Azu. No, the guard position, everybody sees each other. There's no way for one soldier to slip off. E.F. Shar, the Gemara says, maybe it's impossible to hold Naima Porta, or maybe that somebody will fall asleep. So Rabbi Levi, or Levi says, no, there's a very good encampment set up around the city. Like you go into Mahadrla, Lamasa, Shushilta, the Kalva, the Gavza, the Avza. Right, fascinating. Just translate those. Mahadra Lamasa. Lamasa is the neighborhood. Is the city. So what do they have? Shushilta is a shalshelis, is a chain. Kalva, dogs. Gavza are spikes. And avza, right, is a goose and geese and animals. Right. So they basically have all these lines of defense. No one is sneaking in. I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Pligi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya for Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is not Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's his grandson, great grandson, I don't remember. Anyway, Rabbi Nasiya and the Rabbanan Machlokas Chad Amar Kan Bekarkam Shal Samalchus Kan Bekarkam Shal Achus Acheres. They've Machlokas in terms of when, where is the scenario? One of them says that it's mutter, as we said before, that if it belongs to the country that they live in, so then the women are mutter. And if it's a conquering army, then they're aser. And he's not nervous that there might be some sort of soldier who kind of sneaks through. And one of them, kashalei, right? Kolhani, right? It has all these kashas that we said before. Right? And one of them was nervous, and one of them was not nervous, so therefore just the Amora who was nervous, right, would have to answer that it must be a case where they surrounded the city with all these types of precautions. Okay, fine. Amar Vidi Bar Avin, Amar Yitzchak Bar Ashen. If you have a machvo as a tunnel, pashas this means any type of hiding spot. So if there's Either way, if there's any type of hiding spot, tachlis, that saves all the kohanim, right? I mean, the wives of the kohanim in the city. But Rabbi Yirmi says, what do you mean? Well, how big is this hiding spot? Right, maybe it can only hold one woman, one space, one person. So me and Rina, meaning, so then later on, when you have a shayla, is this woman mutter to her husband? Do we say that this is the woman that was in the hiding spot, or not? Or do we say no? We're nervous that each one of them maybe was outside the hiding spot. So the Gemara says, well, what's the difference from the famous case? We saw in the Gemara in Psachim. Yeah, okay. What is it? Yeah, Psachim Davyud. Okay. That Shnei Shvilin, two streets, two roads, right? I will just read it instead of explaining it, right? My Shnei Shvilin, there are two roads, Achat Tameh v'Achat Tahor, right? One of them is Tameh for sure, right? There, one of them is Tahor. We don't know which one, but we know that there's a grave under one of them. V'halach be'achat mehem v'asat Taros, and then somebody went down one of the roads, right? Let's say the road on the right, and kind of handled Taros. V'achaveh v'halach mesheni. Right, and then somebody else went down the road to the left, right? V'yasa taros, and he also handled taros. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, initial zeb b'fnei asma, zeb b'fnei asma taros. If they came separately to Beis Din, so they misalfek their tahor. Right, again, misalfek mishusir abim is tahor. And so, yes, and since each one of them has their own shayla, we don't know if they were tamei, so they're brachna vitar. But if shneim ke'achas, if they both come together, then tameyas, then they're tamei. Right, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben Kachu Ben Kach Tmein, right, he says, regardless, they're Tamei. From Rava, Vitim Rabbi Yochanan, they said that Bavan Zachas Rebbe called Tmein, Rabbi Zachas said Rebbe called Tahorin. That the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is that is not if they both came together, because everybody agrees they're Tamei, and not if they came separately, because everybody agrees they're Tahor. The Machlokas is, Lanachku Ela Bava Lishol Ola Velcha Vero. The Shaila is, the question is, only if the first guy, let's say, came to ask about him and about his friend. So, Mar Midami Lekivasachas, Umar Midami Lekivasachasat. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi holds it that it's as if it's Vachasachas at the same time, and therefore they're Usher, they're Tmeos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it's like they come one after the other, and they hold that it's Tahar. But Tachlis is, you see again, that if they don't come together, right, if this woman comes to ask if she's Mutter for her husband, why don't we just tell her that she's Tahar? So, Achanami came into Sharla Lukulu, Kivasachas Dami. But maybe over here we're saying all the women are mutter. Again, the city comes as a, for a psak, and we say that all the women are mutter, right? Even though not all of them were in this hole, right? Kvas achas dami. That seems to be a case where they all came together, right? So Gemara says, "Achi ashto." Gemara says, "No, don't compare those two cases. It's not comparable because hasam vada yigatuma." Because what's the case over there? The case by the two roads. We know there's tuma, so therefore somebody's tummy. But here, what's the case? Because there's a concern that women were raped. That's not necessarily true. They got raped. We're just nervous. So it could be that they're all mutter. So therefore, you can't necessarily compare the two cases, and you could say, perhaps, right, they're all mutter to their husbands. But Rav Ashi asked, Amar lo nechpesi v'lo nitmesi ma'o. Let's say the woman says, well, I didn't hide, but I wasn't raped. So what's the dinet? Right? It seems to be almost like she has like a migo. Right? She could have just said, I did hide. But she said, I didn't, but I wasn't raped. Again, we normally in the Mishnah say, we don't believe a woman to say she wasn't raped. So, Miriam Rina, do we say, Melody Shaker, do we say, why should she lie? Meaning she had a migo, she could have said something better. Ready, boy, Amra Nechbesi, she could have just said, yeah, I hid. Oh, Domal Amrina, or maybe we don't say that, and then we don't believe her. So the Gemara says, well, my Shlomo with my Sedahu Gavra. The Augur, the what's the difference between that and the following story? There's a guy who rented out a donkey to his friend, and Amalei said, "Lo tezel ba'orcha denar pekod." Right, don't go down the road by the river pekod, because there's a lot of water there, a lot of flooding. Zil ba'orcha denersh. Right, go read. Go take the donkey down the road by the nersh. Delakamaya, because there's no water over there. And sure enough, Azalehu ba'orcha. Borcha denar pekod, the guy didn't want to hear any of his advice, went down by the river pekod, and umei schamra, and the donkey died. And also Kamela Rava, and he went to Rava, and he said, Amarle, in borcha denar pekod, asli, miu lo havi maya. So he said to Rava, what do you mean? Right, yeah, in Echanami, I went down that road, but there was no water there. Right, donkey didn't die because of the water. I happened to go there, but there was no water, and the donkey died of some other reasons. So Amar Rava said, Malo de shakir. Right, so Rava said, okay, what did we say? He has a migo. Why shouldn't he have lied? He could have just said he went down the other road. Because Iboy Amalei, because he could have said to him, Borcha de Nershazli, I went down the other road. Amalei Bayan, Abayi said to him, Malo de shakir, what do you mean? B'makum Edom l'arminan. Well, if we have Edom, that there's water, right, that the Bekod is flooding, we have Edom. So the guy says, well, we don't say a migo in the face of Edom. If the guy said, Edom testify that, yeah, there's water over there, that the river is flooding, so we don't say amigo by Edom, so over here also. So why don't we say, then also we don't say necessarily that the Mala de Shaka, that we have amigo in the case where, again, there's a whole army over here. Everybody knows there's an army going about violating women, so maybe we shouldn't apply over here. So Gemara says, Achi Ashta, those cases are not comparable either. Because also, same difference, Hasan Bada Ika Edom, the Ika Maya. Right, because over there, we definitely know that the Pekot River is flooding. So, what do you mean? There are Edom there, that's for sure. But Hacha, no, Vadi Ita, Itma, Chashashahu. Right here, we don't know that she was definitely violated. It's a concern. So maybe in a case where we're concerned, it's just a concern, it's just a Chashash, then we will say Migo, and we will say Mali the Shaker. So if she says, perhaps, that I didn't hide, but I wasn't raped, so then perhaps we would believe her. Okay. Says the Mishnah, "Imish edim afilu evad afilu shivcha ne'eman." Right, if there's any type of edus that the woman was not raped, that she was by herself, that she wasn't taken, so then we believe those Edom, even if it's a lousy aid that we normally don't accept. So the Gemara says, one second, afilu shivcha tida mehemna? Which slave are we talking about? Is it even her shivcha? Right, her own loyal shivcha knanis? Hold on one second, I'll ask you a question. Yeah, we have a Mishnah in Gittin. And lotis yachrima LLP edim. Again, in that case over there, her husband is Rahman al-Tzlan passing away, she's getting a get. And I think it's talking about Gosis, but I'm not sure. But either way, meaning this woman is getting a get, but you don't want the husband and the woman to be alone. Because if they had bia, so that would cast, that would be a problem with a get. I think it's called a get yashan, if I'm not mistaken. And that would have serious issues. So we have to make sure that they're not misyachid with each other. Yeah, Rashi quotes over here, get yashan, right, okay, fine. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, the guy is dying. Shchimira, right? If you look at that Rashi, lotis yachidima. Anyways, okay, so tachlis is that we can't have the husband and the wife have yichud. The only time they can have yichud is if they're edim there, meaning they can't have yichud, right? They have to be a proper edim, right? Afilu al pi evet, right? Even if the edim is just an evet, al pi shivcha, or a shivcha, right? Chutz, except except for the shivcha, because she's used to the shivcha, right? She may, not be embarrassed to be in front of with her husband, in front of the shivcha who she's known for so long. So clearly, we see over there in that case that a shivcha, that her own personal shivcha is not believed, right? We don't trust her own personal shivcha. So three possible answers: Amar Papi b'shivuya hekelu enichanami, that the halacha is like that Mishnah in Gittin, but over here we are more mako by captivity, by the case of rape and being ushered to husband, etc. If Papa Amar, if Papa says hashivchadida hashivchadidei, right? It depends on whose shivcha it is, right? And in the Gittin, we're talking about the wife's shivcha, right? So there we're not going to believe her, but if it's his shivcha, so then we will. But shivchadida, the Gemara just said, one second, shivchadida lo mehemet, right? But you tell me we won't believe her. Right, her shivcha, right? Hakatani, right? We learn in other maid al atzmo. Again, our Mishnah says a person is not believed to testify about himself, right? Hashivcha didam mehemna, but her implying that anybody else, including her shivcha, would be believed. So Kuma says, yeah, well, shivcha so nami kasma dami, right? You've heard of isha kagufo, so this is shivcha kaatzma. That just like her shivcha is considered to be herself. I guess she's so nogeya, whatever. She's considered to be the woman herself. Okay. Either way, the Ravashi, Amar Ravashi gives a third answer. Havahav shivcha yidda, that both Mishnayos are talking about her shivcha. Mishivcha michse chazi vishoska. But what usually a shivcha just kind of is lurking and keeps still. Like, usually she won't say anything, right, about the woman who owns her. So Hasam's over there, by the case I'm getting, right? The shtika matirasa. If she just stays quiet, right? I mean, all she does is stand there, right, and says, I don't know, I didn't see anything. She doesn't say anything. So that, and then, again, she's therefore we're not going to trust her. Lo mehemna. Because, again, if she doesn't offer any information, if she just says quiet, then the woman is mutter. So there, we're not going to trust her. But hach over here, the shtikasa osrasa, but here, what's the case? If the shivcha doesn't say anything, we'll assume that all the women in town have been violated. So therefore, if she says something, right, that she's going to get up and say something that we don't believe that she's going to lie about, and therefore, mehemna. And therefore, we're going to believe. The Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Hashtanami, asiya mishaka. Well, why don't we believe her? Why don't we think that she's going to lie? So Gemara says, tarati lo avda. No, she's not going to do two different things, two things wrong. And she's not going to, on the one hand, say nothing about her owner getting raped, and she also won't say, oh, by the way, she wasn't raped. Right? She's not going to say two things wrong. The Mari Bar Isik, just like Mari Bar Isik, Rami Le Chana Bar Isik, one of the sons of Isik, the Asa Le Acha Mebei Mechoza, right? His brother came from Bei Mechoza, or Bei Choza, sorry, and Amale, he said, Plogli Benichzei the Abba, right? Apparently, the father, apparently, Isik had passed away, and he said, split with me. The Yerusha, the inheritance. So Amalei lo yidanalach. So I said to him, I don't know who you are. So also like midrav chistei wanter of chistei Amalei. They said shaber gamarlok. He said, yeah, well, you have to prove who you are. So the chetiv pasuk says vayikar Yosef is achiv is aim lo lucky ruhu. Right, pretty well known Rashi. Yosef recognized his brothers when they came down to Egypt. They didn't recognize him. And he had grown a beard. That's why they didn't recognize him. So too, right? You have to prove that you're his brother. Right? He may not recognize you. So Amalei says, "Zil I see Zadi Da'achuat." Right? Go bring Edom that you're his brother. So Amalei said to him, "Isli Zadi, I have Edom, but Mr. Finumine, but they're afraid of him. But the Gavra Alama, because he's a strong guy, he's a powerful guy." So they were nervous. They don't want to testify. So Amar Leila Didais, they said to this guy, either it's Mari or Hana or whatever, either one, right? Zil Isinu At, right? You go bring Edom, the Lava Chuahu, that he is not your brother, right? Or if you don't have, so then you have to share the Yerusha. So Amar Leila said to him, Dina Hachi, right? So apparently he had a little chutzpah. He said, is that the Lacha Rabbi? Someone who wants to get money from someone else, he has to bring the proof. So Amalei said, "Yeah, Hachi, the Inin Alach, the Kula Alama Chavrach. That's Inin Chanami. That is the halacha. But in the case where you're intimidating people, right, when people don't want to testify, so then the burden of proof is switched to you. So Hashtanami. So the Gemara just says, what do you mean? Hashtanami Asu Mishakri. In other words, if the Edom aren't willing to testify against either Mari or Chana, so." Who says that this guy, this strong man, won't be able to bring Edom that will lie? So Gemara says again, as we just said before, right? Tarti lo avdi. We're not going to assume that the Edom are going to do two things. That first of all, that they're going to be quiet and not say anything. That this guy is not his brother, and they're not going to come and lie and say that. Oh, by the way, this guy is not his brother. So again, similarly, we're going to assume that the woman's shivcha, right, is not going to do two things wrong. She's not going to stay quiet about a potential rape, and she's also not going to speak up and testify again and be made, I guess, against what she saw, right, and say that oh, she wasn't raped. Okay, fine. We're going to call it here. Then Mitzvah Shem, we're going to go to tomorrow and. We'll finish this up tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, and we will finish the parak tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.